538 on CKNW. They're being touted as a more accurate way of assessing job candidates, but the ease with which companies and organizations are being convinced to rely on technological solutions to do their hiring is problematic for some people. Businesses everywhere are slowly turning to new technology-driven hiring methods to replace the traditional job interview, using things like video games and crunching big data and using online services. But according to our next guest, they are not magic bullet solutions to the old routine of hiring people. Christian Codrington is the Senior Manager of Professional Practice at the Human Resources Management Association. We caught up with him earlier today.
Well, increasingly, you're seeing more and more human resources departments trying to find ways to do two things: reduce their costs and ensure they're hiring the right person. And so they are sort of looking to the IT world to help in that. And you're seeing a lot of different and creative uses of a variety of applications and what we're calling sort of the use of big data in helping to get information about people to help make sure we're hiring the right people for the right jobs.
Now, when you talk about big data, it's a phrase that's been in the news a lot lately and not in a positive way. So what do you mean by big data?
Well, in its simplest form, what we're talking about is trying to find a way and aggregate a variety of different sources of information to help make a decision or determination about somebody. So probably one of the easiest ways your listeners could get an understanding of this is when companies might find that there's a correlation, if you will, between the length of time an employee stays with a company upon hire and what educational institution they're from. So you might find a correlation in that by aggregating a variety of different data sources and then coming to that conclusion.
There has to be more to it than that, doesn't it?
There sure does. And I think, John, you asked the question, where are we moving? We're moving slowly towards accepting how we can be using this data. And while it's not necessarily the sole tool in the HR practitioner's tool belt, it is one more tool to add. So I would not recommend replacing things like human intuition and judgment and some of the more traditional methods we've used.
Tell me about what some companies are using. Shell is one that apparently has started to have job applicants play video games. What would be the point of that?
Well, that particular example is one of a creative use of an application or a game called Knack, or a company called Knack. And what they've done there is they've said, we can determine with some success someone's creativity by how they handle problems that are posed to them in this game. And what Shell has found was there's correlation between people that got certain scores on this game and their creative abilities while on the job. So this is a way to sort of creatively use an application, or in this case a game, to determine someone's likelihood for success in a role.
And they use games like Wasabi Waiter and Balloon Brigade to measure
right.
People's responses. Does that make the process too technology-driven? Is it becoming too mechanized?
If you look back a few years, you know, we were using paper and pencil instruments and giving people simulation exercises to see how they would handle certain situations and from that draw conclusions about their best fit for a job. And not, these are what some of the larger companies were doing. There's not a whole lot of difference between what you're seeing with games like Wasabi Waiter and those sort of longer-in-the-tooth paper and pencil instruments. Mm-hmm. What you're seeing is, where are people's best skilled, and where would those skills fit best within the organization? And to your point, if we use only those tools, then we may have a very limited success rate. But I think if we use those and complement those with some of our more traditional hiring practices, like the interview, the reference check, I think we're going to come to a really nice, full picture of where people will do best within an organization.
Interesting. If you went for a job interview and they had you play a video game, would that be Would you think it would be a nice place to work, or would you kind of go, nah, maybe not? We'll get into some of that when we come back. Technology being used to being brought into the hiring process by a lot of companies, things like video games or crunching lots of data, like what's on your Facebook page or indeed on your Twitter account, and other technological ways of doing what in the old days was a job interview. Talking with Christian Codrington from the Human Resources Management Association.
John, there was a recent example where an individual was placed as a CEO, if you will, of a cooperative bank in London. And the reason why they were placed in that role was because they scored high, particularly high on an aptitude test. The person floundered in the role. And I think what the folks would say in hindsight was they relied too heavily on simply one tool in making their hiring decision.
And more does it is it going to is technology going to be used? I mean, I can't see a future where somehow the computer is not going to be involved.
Well, there's two things that make it more attractive. One is this is kind of fun. When you think about the fact that people can play a game to determine whether or not their skills are best suited in certain areas for an organization, that can be a very interesting way to add some life to what might be a bit of a dated and traditional hiring process. And two, it's helping move the process along a bit quicker, helping us make decisions and get more information about people in a much more expedient fashion. So I think you're going to see more and more use, creative use of data and IT applications in the hiring process.
Now, how will this apply to small and medium-sized businesses? Because we know the big players, the big corporations can go out and hire firms and can spend the money on this. But how does it apply to a person who's doing business here in Vancouver?
Good question, and I think that paying for some of these applications is certainly going to be a constraint for some of the smaller companies to enter into this arena. However, just using the variety of tools they have in front of them, whether it's sort of scouring the land, if you will, for Facebook and LinkedIn posts and what that person's, they used to use the term clout score to determine their influence out in the electronic world. I think those are ways that are a little less expensive and a little easier for companies just to get more information about people. Now, I say that with caution, of course.
Yeah.
Certainly there's privacy concerns that we need to concern ourselves with, and people need to make sure that they are giving permission, if you will, to access certain data pieces. But oftentimes I think people sign those away without necessarily reading carefully the fine print when they sign up for different applications, for example, Facebook.
And I wonder about the accuracy of some of them. You mentioned clout, and it's not an application that I pay very much attention to, although I do have a clout score, but I really don't engage in it very much. And so if somebody looked at my clout score, they'd go, he doesn't have much clout.
And again, your example raises my point around how we use it as simply one tool and not necessarily the defining tool. I tend to agree. I think people perhaps put the best face forward on an application like a Facebook. They might not talk about how they didn't handle a situation very well on something like Facebook. So to my point earlier, I think it's really important for employers to use this as one tool or use these applications as simply one tool in their toolbox to supplement their intuition, their reference checks, their interviews, any other sort of tools that they're using to make the best hiring decision and promotional decisions.
Thoughts of Christian Codrington. He's the Senior Manager of Professional Practice at the Human Resources Management Association. Here on The World Today at 10 to 6 now.